Hey, everybody, four words that describe how they're trying to transform the country. We go and zero in on State 48 in Arizona. Some really great news, some promising trends. I know it's been a lot of negative news. You're going to love this, everybody. Some excellent, excellent news. Email us as always, freedom@charliekirk.com, and subscribe to our podcast. Open up your podcast application and type in Charlie Kirk Show. Become a member today at members.charliekirk.com. That is members.charliekirk.com to subscribe and to become a member today. We provide exclusive content beyond the Daily Show that defends freedom. And you guys can listen to all of our episodes advertiser free. That is members.charliekirk.com, members.charliekirk.com. Email us as always, freedom@charliekirk.com, and get involved with Turning Point USA today. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Noble Gold Investments is the official gold sponsor of the Charlie Kirk Show, a company that specializes in gold IRAs and physical delivery of precious metals. Learn how you could protect your wealth with Noble Gold Investments at NobleGoldInvestments.com. That is NobleGoldInvestments.com. It's where I buy all of my gold. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com. How do you transform a nation? There are three types of governments right now on planet Earth. There are ones that are nationalistic at its core. There are ones that are globalist at its core and ones that are tribalist at its core. Tribalism, nationalism, globalism. America, at its form, its structure, as articulated in the U.S. Constitution, is a nationalist country. Now, that is a word that is a pejorative. It's a slur. But nationalism means sovereignty. It means self-determination. It means that a nation belongs to its people, not some abstract ideal. Tribalism is an intermediary phase to globalism, that we break everyone back into tribes based on the color of their skin, the melanin content in their skin. Tribalism is our natural form as human beings. It requires us to step above tribalism and become a nation. A nation rooted in e pluribus unum, out of many one, where skin color means nothing. In God we trust, liberty, the American Trinity. The three types of government, tribalism, nationalism, and globalism, are at odds with one another. Europe has decided to no longer be individual nations, and they're just kind of becoming a continent as part of a globalist experiment. So how do you transform a nation? A nation that is strong, mighty, and the greatest nation ever to exist in the history of the world. We spoke previously about the Cloward-Piven strategy, theorized by left-wing Marxist academics who put forward a plan saying that three things must be done. You must open up the borders and allow unlimited amounts of foreigners into your country. You should print money continually and get the national debt to unforeseen, unprecedented levels, and then build a fourth branch of government of bureaucrats as the fourth, the administrative state. How do you transform a nation? Four words, and you're living through it. Cheap money and mass migration. Cheap money and mass migration. Four words of how you transform a nation from a nationalist one to a globalist one. We've talked about the Great Reset, but if you're going to reset something, you must break it first. And America was not broken under Donald Trump. America was thriving. America had confidence. You were earning record money. There was a blue-collar boom in this country. And no state in the country is a better example of those four words of a top-down imposed revolutionary act than the state where I am right now, the state of Arizona, State 48. typically counted to be a reliable Republican state in the last couple of years, it's been a little bit harder. Democrats have pumped billions of dollars into this state over the last decade, ballot chasing, voter registration, outright propaganda, finding candidates to run for office. Joe Biden received the electoral votes in 2020, not to mention all the issues with how we administer our elections. Mark Kelly and Kyrsten Sinema in the state of Arizona are two Democrat senators, and the flow of illegals coming across the southern border. Arizona is the battleground of the battleground. You cannot win the White House if you are a Republican without winning Arizona. The math just doesn't work. And right now, voters in Arizona are living through a top-down revolution of cheap money and mass migration. When your currency becomes powerless and your nation is overrun, a primal instinct is triggered. We have seen nationalist populist movements be successful in the Netherlands, be successful in parts of Italy, be successful, of course, in the United Kingdom, successful all across the globe, in Argentina, in El Salvador. Because when those two things are combined, it doesn't matter how much propaganda you put on television about a woman's right to choose. It doesn't matter how much propaganda you put on TV about Donald Trump being a threat to our democracy. When your money is worth nothing and your neighbors are a bunch of foreigners that you have to then bring into your yard and your home, you say, time out, who's going to rescue me from this? And it is a perfect setup, an ideal setup for Donald Trump's candidacy. Joe Biden is trying to execute the United States of America. He is trying to make this nation commit suicide through those four words: cheap money, mass migration. Artificially pumping money into the system. We are borrowing $1 trillion every 100 days. $1 trillion every 100 days. What does that do to your purchasing power? Well, the more dollar bills you have, if you increase the money supply and you do not have correlated growth, well, then therefore the people with the dollars, it's not worth as much. It's simple economics. When the supply of dollars is greater than the supply of goods and services, that's how you get inflation, as fundamental as you can explain it. But then mass migration is the second part of this. And mass migration is a choice. Joe Biden has decided. He has made a conscious selection of all the different public policy positions that he could choose, that he wants the borders to be overrun. 10 to 15,000 people a day. No talking about assimilation. The abuse of our asylum laws. Overrun the country and invade it. And Arizona has been battleground zero, ground zero for all of this. A poll came out yesterday, because there's some great news. First of all, let's just start with this one from Axios, and it is noteworthy. 51% of the nation, let alone Arizonans, let alone people from Oklahoma, support mass deportations of undocumented immigrants. 51%, including 42% of registered Democrats. My advice to Donald Trump is the same in private and public. Run on immigration. The Democrats are running to the hills on this topic, and they know that we have them dead to rights on the immigration issue. This is not just, by the way, this is not just, oh, we're going to, you know, deport the rapists and the murderers. This is all illegals. And we have no choice but to do that. Donald Trump needs to cut ads with the Venezuelans bragging that they could steal your homes and squat in them, and then show Katie Hobbs vetoing the squatter bill, which she did yesterday, by the way. I have to play this clip from Vivek Ramaswamy. It is terrific. Because some of you might say, oh, mass deportations, that might be too much for me. Well, mass deportations is how you are going to inspire the extra millions of voters that do not believe the government ever represents them. And this can be done. Play cut 153.
I say this as the kid of legal immigrants to this country. That means your first act of entering this country cannot break the law. And that is why we are justified, and I hope we will, use our own military to secure our own southern border. Stop funding Central American countries until they fix their part of the border crisis. Stop sending taxpayer money to sanctuary cities to pay for the breakage of the rule of law. The largest mass deportations in history, yeah, that is required if we've had the largest mass influx of illegal migrants in U.S. history. End birthright citizenship for the kids of illegals to whom it does not actually apply.
A majority of Americans agree with him. You're living through the attempted breaking of the country, but we still have elections. We still have a chance to do something about it. Wait till I tell you the latest numbers out of Arizona. And no, they're not polling. It's something a lot more measurable and real than polling. And it will give you a surge of energy, I hope, to keep working, keep grinding in what has honestly been a very heavy news week. Hey, everybody. Charlie Kirk here. For 10 years, Patriot Mobile's been America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. When I say only, trust me, they are the only one. Glenn and the team have been great supporters of the show, which is why I'm so proud to partner with them. Patriot Mobile offers dependable nationwide coverage, giving you the ability to access all three major networks, which means you get the same coverage you've been accustomed to without funding the left. When you switch to Patriot Mobile, you're sending the message that you support free speech, religious liberty, the sanctity of life, Second Amendment, our military veterans, and first responder heroes. Their 100% U.S.-based customer service team makes switching quite easy. Keep your number, keep your phone, or upgrade. Their team will help you find their best plan for your needs. Just go to patriotmobile.com/Charlie or call 972-PATRIOT. Get free activation when you use offer code Charlie. Join me and make the switch today. I love Patriot Mobile. Glenn is amazing. I was just hanging out with him in Scottsdale. Great guy, great American, really terrific what they're doing. PatriotMobile.com/Charlie. That is PatriotMobile.com/Charlie or call 972-PATRIOT, PatriotMobile.com/Charlie.
State 48 is the home of easy money and mass migration. So we could do poll after poll after poll. Poll shows Donald Trump up 7 in Arizona. Donald Trump shows up 6 in Arizona. But I want to zero in on State 48 here about numbers that you can't fake. Numbers that are predictive. Now, we have no idea how predictive because you have to turn out these voters. You have to chase the ballots, which is what we are doing at Turning Point Action, the largest ballot chasing army ever assembled in the conservative movement. Hundreds and hundreds of full-time staff that we're onboarding. We can get a picture of our latest ballot chasing class. We're doing it every week. New onboarding every single week. The latest data out of Arizona is promising. Now, I'm not guaranteeing anything. They could still do their shenanigans and all that, and we have to work, and we have to work, and we have to work, and we have to grind. But it shows that there is a trend. It shows that the work that we are doing on the ground every single day with our clipboard army, registering voters, going door to door, it shows that the work that we are doing, that the hustle we're putting in, is starting to translate into real measurable success. What am I talking about? Voter registration numbers. So the belief was that Arizona is going to become a Democrat state. And we had a choice to make at Turning Point Action. Do we double and triple down in Arizona, despite the fact that 2022 was this goofy election year? Or do we flee to Florida? Do we flee to Florida? I'm not joking. That was a real conversation. Do we just go to Florida, go to Collier County and say Arizona's a waste of time? We said no. Tyler, seventh generation Arizona. I said, this is our home. We love this place. There is no future for the American Republic if Arizona falls. This is the red line. And we are going to fight for this great state. I know my neighbors. I know my community. Tyler does too. They are more decent than indecent people. This is not California. This is not Rhode Island. This is not Connecticut. It is the beautiful state of Arizona with amazing patriots, and we're going to fight. And if we are not successful, we will have done everything we possibly could, and every ounce of energy would be expended. Arizona, new data shows that Republicans now have a growing voter registration advantage in Arizona. The latest figures show that Republicans are once again the largest voting bloc in Arizona, surpassing independents by nearly 40,000 voters. To give you some detail here, in 2020, when Joe Biden won and he got the electoral votes from Arizona, so Joe Biden was deemed the winner of Arizona,
Republicans enjoyed a 3% voter registration advantage over Democrats, about 130,000 votes. So the delta was 130,000. In 2022, when Carrie Lake should have become governor of Arizona and all those machines failed, Republicans enjoyed 166,000 voter registration advantage, or 4%. As of today, according to the Secretary of State's latest report, you better believe Adrian Fontes is hating that he has to publish this. He's a corrupt Marxist left-winger that runs the Secretary of State's office. Republicans now enjoy a 236,000 voter registration at 5.7% more Republicans than Democrats. What does that mean? People are changing parties. It means people moving into the state are more Republican than Democrat. It means that younger voters are trending our way. Gen Z is trending our way. Millennials are trending our way. Hispanics are trending our way. And the independents in Arizona traditionally vote 60-40 Republican, and polling is showing they're going to go 65-35 Republican. Now, this is by no means a guarantee that we're going to win Arizona, but this is a promising piece of data that you cannot fake. It is who registers as Republican, who registers as Democrat. From 4 years ago in the 2020 election, when we felt comfortable that Donald Trump was going to beat Joe Biden in Arizona, and a lot of people were surprised, myself included, with all the nonsense that happened in that election, we now have 136,000 net more Republican voters in the state of Arizona. Let me say that again. We have 136,000 net more, not gross, net more Republicans in the state of Arizona, in a state where Joe Biden won by 10,000 votes. This is good news for Carrie Lake. This is good news for the legislature. This is good news for all the offices we care about. And of course, good news for Donald Trump. So what do you have to do? We have to chase every single ballot in the largest GOTV get out the vote effort in American history, because the numbers are actually going in our advantage. There will be more Republicans to get out, or higher turnout will actually help us and benefit us. Data shows widening gap between registered Republicans and Democrats. This was by Scott Mussey. His credit to him from townhall.com for compiling this. The world is in flames and Bidenomics is a complete and total disaster, but it can't and won't ruin my day. Why? Because I start my day with a hot America First cup of blackout coffee. It's 100% America and 0% grift. Blackout Coffee is 100% committed to conservative values. From sourcing the beans to the roasting process, customer support, and shipping, they embody true American values and accept no compromise on taste or quality. Look, you got to check out right now blackoutcoffee.com/Charlie or use coupon code Charlie for 20% off your first order. That is blackoutcoffee.com/Charlie. Be awake, not woke. That's blackoutcoffee.com/Charlie. Check it out. Promo code Charlie. Is Arizona turning blue? The latest voter registration numbers tell a much different story. Approximately 236,000 more people are registered as Republican than Democrat. It's going to be a turnout game. Who has the bodies in the streets? Now, who are these people? And this is the power and the magic of Donald Trump. And I tried to have a conversation the other day with someone who is a very big Nikki Haley supporter. They say if Nikki Haley was the nominee, we'd win this thing in a landslide. I said, well, how are you going to turn out the 15 to 20% of the new Republican base? Said, oh, they'll turn out. What do they want, a Democrat? I said, oh, be very careful. People do not just turn out for Nikki Haley. People do not just turn out for anybody. You see, Donald Trump is a one-man, once-in-a-century Republican get-out-the-vote machine. You couple that with ballot chasing, voter registration, early ballot detection, you have something really powerful. So who are these people? We call them the muscular class. Folks that shower before work and after work. People that work with their hands, that are traditionally Democrats, or they just don't vote at all. It's tough work. It is unacknowledged work. And they have been forgotten by the oligarchs in the Democrat Party, who we call the Zoom and the Skype class, the folks that were able to get DoorDash and Uber Eats during the lockdowns when the muscular class had to go to work to make sure the economy did not collapse, who drove the cars, who offloaded the trucks, the carpenters that kept on working because of the housing boom, because of low interest rates. The muscular class used to be a reliable Democrat voting bloc. And that has shifted dramatically. In Arizona, we're celebrating the increase of people that are registering as Republican voters. Who are these people? Hispanics, black voters. And we're seeing this across the nation. This is, of course, in New York City, but it is a powerful piece of tape that plays directly into what we're talking about here. Who are the first ones that are going to reject and resist the cheap money, mass migration, top-down revolution that we're living through? Who are going to be the first ones to fight back against the transition from nationalism, the tribalism, the globalism? The pipe fitters, the welders, the police officers. We have to get every single one of these folks to vote, which used to be a Democrat voting bloc, is now a MAGA ballot gold mine. Play cut 158.
It was great to see the president come and engaging with the blue collar worker of New York City. We basically built New York. The union movement has made the middle class. And we are very patriotic union and we are pro-America. So my members right now, I put out a poll in my union. President Trump is leading Joe Biden 3-1 on my presidential poll out of my 9,000 members right now. We are very tired of the situation with groceries, inflation, gas prices, illegal immigration, crime. We're living it every day in New York City.
You see that? Gas prices, crime, illegal immigration. When your dollar in your pocket becomes worthless and your nation is overrun, it is not just understandable, it is necessary to ask the question, who represents us? A nation is comprised of its people. The people make up the nation. And the social contract that we have in front of us is being broken. The social contract is very simple stuff. This is the argument that I make in my book that is coming out soon called Right Wing Revolution, which is a quote unquote right wing revolution is actually recentering the country because we've gone so far off track. We've taken such a detour in the neo-Marxist postmodernist direction that a right wing revolution is actually back to the mean and the average of decent American norms and customs, that workers should be put first ahead of foreigners. That we should not have a policy in D.C. where we add $1 trillion to our debt every 100 days. And immigration, or invasion, is something you see repeated by the most enthusiastic new entrants to the Republican Party. Play cut 155.
Gary, you know, you talk about who the unions support for president. You hear a lot about union leadership coming out in favor of President Biden. But do you see something different when it comes to union membership, the guys you work with?
Yeah, no, most guys support Trump because he does the right thing. You know, most guys are putting America first.
Mm-hmm. I knew
and
it was
you
coming.
Have to put America first. You know, the illegals coming in, these are the guys that are taking our jobs for $10 an hour cash. Mm-hmm. They're not putting it back into the system. We are.
That man beautifully captures the energy. I know nothing about that guy, but I believe he, like many of the other wonderful union members of this country, they feel gypped, and they should. He didn't go to Harvard. He didn't go to Dartmouth. He didn't go to Georgetown. He likely grew up in a blue-collar home where his dad was maybe a cop, a firefighter, but he wanted to make something of his life. So he decided to go work with his hands. An honorable and necessary thing. Joined a union. He pays his taxes. He doesn't commit crimes. Probably has a wife and a couple kids. Wakes up at 5:30 every morning. Probably back is sore, shoulders hurts, knees ache, because he's constantly working with his hands. And the promise that he was given by his leaders, it's like, hey, you work your tail off. We're not going to dilute the labor pool. And we are not going to bring in a bunch of third worlders so that all of your multiple decades of work could be incinerated, evaporated, whatever word you want to use. No one's promising to pay off those guys' student loans because he doesn't have any student loans. But he did the right stuff. And these are alpha men. These are not people that are your purple-haired jihadis up at Columbia screaming about some foreign conflict between a civilized nation and a death cult. No, these are folks that don't have the time to go protest. They're too busy trying to pay the mortgage. And the social contract has been broken by both political parties. Why is it? This guy says that he did a poll within his 9,000 construction worker members, and Donald Trump is winning 3-1. Now, I know that's New York. That means in Arizona, Michigan, Wisconsin, Ohio, it's probably 7-1. Not to mention their spouses, their friends, their entire communities. This is exactly why at Turning Point Action, we are expanding our ballot chasing force in Michigan. Because we think that there is a path in Michigan. Because what you just saw there, that clip of that common sense patriot who followed the rules and paid his taxes and likely is raising a family, he's done nothing wrong and everything right, and he says, and then a guy from Nicaragua comes and just debases our wage base, and he jeopardizes our wage base. And we have to be told by the oligarchs, the Republican Party and the Democrat Party, well, that's free markets. You have destroyed and broken the social contract promise that we gave these guys. They did everything that we're told. And many of these guys are veterans. This is a more salty clip. We had to edit it. I want to make sure it's edited, right, Ryan? 156. This is the energy of the blue-collar counter-revolution. Let me say that again. This November will be a multiracial, multi-generational, blue-collar counter-revolution. Donald Trump gave these folks a blue-collar boom, and they're ready to give Joe Biden the finger. Play cut 156.
What's it like seeing so many Republicans in Manhattan, so many Trump supporters in Manhattan? Does that surprise you?
No, not at all. It's turning now. Trump's turn again.
What's your message to Joe Biden?
You.
You hear that, Joe Biden? You know, Joe Biden, I'm Union Joe. No, you're Union Boss Joe. Big difference. You're controlled by the mob family. You're a part of the syndicate, of the cartel. That's who you are, Joe Biden. But the rank and file, they don't want anything to do with you. The rank and file are smart. And let me just say this. That man that you just heard of has more wisdom than any one of those brats at Columbia, Harvard, or any of these other universities where they're screaming to the sky. I will trust that guy's wisdom about basic human behavior more than some activist studying North African lesbian poetry at Harvard screaming about Israel. Go back to class, okay? You go to Harvard. Meanwhile, this guy says, you know what? I don't have time for this. I got a construction site to manage. I got kids at home. And he uses some colorful language. And it's warranted. Because you know why I think the unions are going to revolt against Joe Biden in a surprising way that will outperform the polls? Because Joe Biden, he pretends as if he's one of them. Joe Biden effectively appropriates the union mantra. And he has used them as pawns. And I think a blue-collar counter-revolution is looming, and it should, and it's necessary. And we see it in the voter registration numbers. We see it in the energy. We see it in the passion. We see it with the macro polls. And how does the regime answer? Oh, we're going to put the one guy that gives a voice to the construction workers in federal prison. Be careful the fight that you guys are picking. All right, the great Lauren from Turning Point says we cannot fit 278,000 people at the People's Convention. But we can maybe fit 100,000. I'm kidding. tpaction.com/peoples. That is tpaction.com/peoples. Okay, let's dive deeper into this. Because this is happening across the board. A majority of swing state voters now see the worsening economic conditions in the coming months. Prepare 122. Before we get to it, though, they're trying to transform the country and the wisdom of the everyday American. Forget this Harvard, Yale nonsense. There is no wisdom there. There might be intelligence, but there's no wisdom. What is the difference? Intelligence is just spouting out a bunch of facts and processing power of your brain. Wisdom is the knowledge of things that do not change. What is good? What is evil? What is a human being? Is there a God? And those union workers have more wisdom than the entire Harvard faculty. Now, the faculty might have more intelligence. They might know more stuff. But not a single one of those folks building an apartment in downtown New York think that men can give birth. Not a single one of those guys that are working with their hands in the pipefitters union think that if you take a bunch of drugs as a 13-year-old, you can magically become a boy. They don't believe, they believe borders matter. The wisdom of the muscular class far outweighs that of the intelligentsia of these deranged freaks that teach our children in college. Play cut 122.
And a majority of swing state voters in Manistee worsening economic conditions in the coming months. So that doesn't spell optimism for the Biden camp. Less than one in five respondents say they expect inflation and interest rates to be lower by the end of the year. And then more than three quarters say that Biden's responsible for how they feel about the economy, which isn't a very good mood. And more than half said that he is very responsible.
Cheap money or easy money, everyone to say it. And mass migration. Those two things that Donald Trump runs on. If I could also just say the other one, world peace and the wars. That you want to talk about healing the country. Enough of this international globalist adventurism that we've been engaging in. And now it's a matter of getting these people to turn out. And every indication shows they're ready to turn out. This should be a correction election where we correct course. We have taken such a radical detour that anyone that is not like a single issue abortion voter, that is not someone that is totally in the transzealotry cult or works for the major colleges, you see for yourself, we're in desperate need of a correction. And the idea of mass deportations, as I mentioned earlier, being popular. Share of Americans who say they support mass deportations. And Stephen Miller makes an amazing point here. I want to play this. Stephen Miller makes a brilliant point here. The way they worded it was actually softer because they say undocumented immigrants. I guarantee the numbers would be higher if they said share of Americans who say they support mass deportations of illegal immigrants who broke the law to enter. That would be even higher numbers. And with that, a majority of Americans say, get them out of our country. Get them out of our country. And this is national, let alone in battleground states. Play cut 151.
When you have nearly half of his base wanting mass deportations, just think about what that means in November. Those are all potential Trump voters. This is true for Latino voters. They support mass deportations. Black voters, Asian voters, white voters. What's also interesting about this poll, Laura, is the question was asked very softly as, do you support deportations of undocumented immigrants? They didn't even use the word illegal. You use the word illegal alien, this thing goes up 10, 20 points. This shows extraordinary support across the political spectrum for getting the illegals that Joe Biden let in out of here.
The table is being set. Voter registration numbers in Arizona, better than ever before. Muscular class is ascendant. Joe Biden has the lowest popularity in recent polling. The exact numbers are remarkable. We could do a whole show just on that. So what remains? Are we going to be able to secure our elections? Are we going to have the bodies on the ground to get ballots into boxes, especially for low propensity voters? And Donald Trump fills the void. We are witnessing a blue collar, bottom up counter revolution. It is remarkable to see. And it is resisting the four words that they are trying to invoke to transform this nation. They want cheap money and mass migration. We want sound money and closed borders. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thanks so much for listening, and God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.